I'm joined in the studio by Padraig Grennan from Finders International, and I'm fascinated by this because anybody going around the country will see a lot of vacant properties that might have been vacant for a long time. Padraig, you have, because of the interest in your company in being on things like air hunters and all those type things, you're interested in these properties.
We are indeed. I mean, it ties in exactly with the type of work that Finders International deals with on a daily basis. Just to give your listeners an idea of what it is that we do, we're called probate genealogists, and it differs slightly from traditional genealogy in that we would put together a family tree and we're looking for living descendants of a deceased person.
So this would be a situation where somebody might get a letter in the post from people like you saying so-and-so has died in be it Illinois or be it Carlow, and we have reason to believe that you may be entitled to something.
Exactly. Our core business, if you like, is tracing missing beneficiaries or unknown next of kin to estates all over the world. So we would deal primarily with solicitors who might have somebody named in a will that they can't locate, or they might have somebody who's passed away intestate and they need to trace down the next of kin. So that's where we come in.
And is that a relatively common thing? Because people maybe don't always make wills.
Yeah, you would think in Ireland that like everybody would know each other. You know, but I mean, we're extremely busy. It's very much across an international effort in that you might have somebody who left Ireland, emigrated in the 40s or 50s, went to England or America. They've built up a bit of a fortune over there and they had no family. So it comes back. We have our head offices in London. We get many referred cases from there back to here looking for next of kin of somebody who might have passed away over there. And likewise, you might have somebody who passed away here and their entire family emigrated. So we are looking for people in another country in terms of the estate that's here.
So you're the people behind people who get those letters. I mean, they're lovely letters in one way in that they're discovering that somebody has left them some money, somebody is deceased, but they possibly didn't even know the person existed.
Yeah, a lot of the time people wouldn't know who the deceased person is. They could be a very distant relative. Sometimes it can be as close as a parent or a sibling or an aunt or an uncle, and we sometimes do have to break bad news to people. It can be a bittersweet moment in that you are passing on bad news, but I mean, it's kind of sweetened a little bit by the fact that there could be an inheritance involved.
And without breaking any confidentialities, I mean, sometimes does this involve substantial amounts of money?
Yes, there can be large estates. I mean, we all like to think of the knock on the door to say that you're the sole heir of a couple of an estate worth millions, but in the real world, it doesn't really work like that. Oftentimes, we would have anything up to 30, 40 heirs on a case. So it's divvied out among, it's divided up relative to where they lie in a family tree in relation to the deceased person.
There's a system.
Yes, there's a system, yeah.
Now, where does this tie in with all the derelict properties, or derelict mightn't be, I suppose, the uninhabited properties that are around the country? I gather there's a lot of them.
There are over 200,000 of these derelict properties dotted around Ireland, which is just hard to believe, really. There's so many. And that came out in a recent report released by Simon Coveney's office.
Now, does the word derelict mean you couldn't possibly live in them, or could you live in them with a little bit of work on them?
Yeah, I mean, derelict could mean boarded up. You know, I suppose it's a wide definition. You could have a house that has no roof, would be deemed as derelict, but also houses in estates that are boarded up, maybe more modern built houses that have been repossessed and again they're boarded up. So they would come under the definition as well, vacant or derelict properties. And ideally what we want to do is find next of kin and have those properties reintroduced into the marketplace.
So it may never have gone on the market because nobody is really sure who owns what percentage of it, or indeed where they are.
Exactly. And the longer it sits there, the less attention people pay to them. This is the problem. We have some cases there, we've property sitting there for 10, 15 years. And when we look at them, we're able to solve them fairly quickly because of the nature of our work.
One person's in Australia, another's in America. They're both, they didn't even know it existed.
Well, chances are the people who are the rightful owners of that house, the next of kin, chances are they are in a foreign jurisdiction, because if they were in Ireland, likely they would know about it.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it would be very valuable at the moment because there's such a shortage of housing. So these are places people might have to spend a small amount of money, but all of a sudden it would be a home again.
Yeah, I mean, there are property developers out there looking for places like these. As I say, they're stagnant. And we, I suppose, have the resources and the expertise to unlock these cases and allow developers in there to refurb them and bring them to market.
So if somebody knows of somewhere like that, how do they get in touch with you at Finders International?
Our office is in Dublin on Sir John Rogerson's Quay. They could contact us on 1800 210 210. That's a free phone number.
1800 210 210. That's easy.
Or we have a specific email address set up for this. It's derelict@findersinternational.ie.
derelict@findersinternational.ie.
I suppose it's our way really of contributing towards the housing crisis in a way.
Pádraig Grennan, it's a great idea, and quite apart from the television, it's their regular line of work. Anyhow, if you know a derelict house out there that might be of interest, get in touch with us or get in touch with Finders International, and we will try and link one person with the other, and it would be great to see those houses lived in again.